Okay, let's get into Baba Vasra, Daf Kuf Mem Gimel. Kuf Mem Gimel, and we are on Kuf Mem Beis, Amid Beis, all the way at the bottom. So what are we talking about? We're talking about a case where a man says to his wife that I'm going to give some of my property to my unborn son, and the woman is not even pregnant yet with the unborn son. So everybody's going to agree in that case, Hamazaka Ubar is Lokana, right? Because that doesn't work. There's not even a fetus yet. But then the other brother comes along and says, what about me? He says, okay, you too. Just like him, you too. So the question is, the child who is later born, impregnated and born later, does not get anything. But what about the one who came and said, what about me? And he said, yeah, you can take a piece too. Does he get anything from that declaration? Or do we say that he's just like all the other brothers and you just get regular Yerushas? That was a machlokas between two groups of Amoraim. Some said there is, some said there isn't. And then they argued about who the psak is like. Rabbi Avo says to Rabbi Yirmiyah, is the halacha like us or is the halacha like you? Rabbi Yirmiyah says it's the shor like us, right, because we're older than you. And we have more, right, the halacha we go by the earlier, right? You can't argue on the earlier Amoran. So he says to him, no, that's not true. Falafel, he says, Amarle, it's not totally on that. Second, third to last line. Midi bekashi shusa talya milsa, betayma talya milsa. Don't go by age, go by content and svara. And then if you analyze the svaras, then our shita makes more sense. What's the svara? So what is the svara? Zil agabed Rabbi Avin. So he said, go ask Rabbi Avin. Rabbi Avin was in the other group. So Rabbi Yirmiyah was answering that he convinced Rabbi Avin of his shita, even though he was in the other group. Rabbi Avo said, right, because Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Avin were in the same group. So he said, Rabbi Avo says he convinced Rabbi Avin of his own shita. The Azbartini Hale, I explained it to him. Vakarkish Bareshi be Medrusha. And in the Beis Medrash, he motioned with his head and said, yes, that's the correct shot, that he was moded to my shita. So Azalagabe, so he went to ask him, and he said, okay, please tell me what the reason is. So Amarle, what's the reason? Rabbi Avin was one of the ones who said that he gets a chelek, and Rabbi Avo said he does not get a chelek. So Rabbi Avo convinced him that he should not get a chelek. So why shouldn't he get a chelek? Azalagabe Amarle, Ilu Amarle Knika Chamor Mikani. If he says to him, be kone like the chamor. I want to give stuff to you like I want to give it to the chamor. So obviously the chamor is not going to be kone anything. So, if he compares it to a chamor, if he groups it with a chamor, so then, obviously, it's not going to be nikne. So just like it's not going to be nikne to the chamor, it's not going to be nikne to him too. That's the comparison here. By saying, you'll get it just like this unborn, not even pregnant yet, fetus is going to get it. So that's like a chamor, in terms of not being able to be kone. So therefore, says Rabbi Avo, that is why we say lo less chuluk latalya b'makom b'nei, as using the language of the Gemara. De itnar, as the discussion of the Amoraim goes, kani kechamar lo kana. Somebody says kani kechamar, he is not kone. Even the one that can be kone. Rav Nachman Amar kana mechsa. Rav Nachman says in that case kana mechsa, that even though the chamor wouldn't be kone, but the other person would be kone half, because that's the umdana that we assume. Rav Huna Amar lo Amar klum. Rav Huna Amar lo Amar klum. Rav Huna says, again, I'm sorry, I didn't specify. The first case is kene kichamor. So that's for sure lo kana. The second case is at vichamor. Not kichamor, but vichamor. You and the chamor. So now, is that similar? Is that also linking the two? If it's kechamor, then for sure it doesn't work, because I should be kind of like a chamor, that's meaningless. But if I say you and the donkey, so do we say, kind of like palgina dibura, as we've said a couple of days ago, do we say that we do not compare the two phrases in the one statement or not? So that's the three-way machlokas. Rav Nachman says, kone mechsa, that he's kone half of the property. Rav Hamnuna amar lo amar klum, because just like chamor is not kone, so too you are not kone. Rav Sheshe amar kanako, and Rav Sheshe says no, in that case he's kone everything. What are the svaras? So the Rishonim here go through the svaras of each one. The Ritva says that the Ritva and the Yad Ramah here go through each of the shitas. I'll read it from the Ritva. The Ritva says Rav Nachman holds in the case of at v'chamar kanamechsa pirish she'ein tziruv zeh she'eino ben kinyan mivatel kinyano shel zeh. one does not ruin the other one. Chamor does not ruin at. And therefore, they're not mitzura if they're separated and you get half, even though the other half is nothing. V'raf hamnuna amar lo kanev lo klum. Why? T'kivan t'tzirfon biyachad, hishva osan, sheyu b'din echad. Because you said them in the same phrase, you and the donkey, so it must mean that you're putting them together. And if one doesn't work, the other one doesn't work either. V'raf sheshes amar kana hakol, pirish, t'kasavar, ein tzirif mevatel, Adaraba, who knows that kol nechaz l'shneim, I'm giving you all my property to both of you recipients, and because one of them is just out, so the other one gets all of it. So that is the three shitas svaris that are given by the Ritva. If you look in the footnotes here of the Ritva, he discusses what does it sound like from the Ritva. Is it what we would call, what's the issue here? Why is Ad v'chamor, let's say, according to the opinion that says it doesn't work, or the opinion that says he gets everything? Is this a machlokes and an issue of umdana? We're trying to figure out what the guy would want. Meaning, if he says you and the chamor, so does that mean that if the chamor can't get it, which the chamor can't get it, do we say that he's going to go to all of it to someone else, or half it to someone else? Miloshen Rabbeinu Nira, in the footnote he says, da tam l'rev, l'refuna, delo kana havi de havi kamo umdana. We assume that's what his mindset is. He says that's what some Rishonim say. But earlier, if you look in other languages of the Ritva, and other Rishonim, it's not an issue of umdana, it's an issue of formal kinyan rules. If I make a kinyan in one phrase, so then there's no kinyan lamechsa. And therefore, if one of them doesn't work, the other one's not going to work either. So it's a more fundamental question. And if this is the case, this might be, this issue of whether it's umdana or formal problem might be behind the question of the Mordechai. The Mordechai here asks a couple of questions. We don't do too many Mordechais. The Mordechai here in the back asks a couple of questions and he leaves him besuffic. He says, in our issue of At v'chamor, At v'chamor, and again, a phrase where half the recipient is good and half the recipient is no good. What if you do want to be makna someone? Two things. One of the items is a davar shelo bala olam. One of them is a davar shebala olam. So, is that At v'chamor? Does everything get ruined there? Misafka le'lamori. Im shayach nami le'meimar ba'adam makna le'adam davar shebala olam v'davar shelo bala olam. Im shayach osa machlokes olo. Is that the same machlokes? So that's the question as we ended off yesterday. So do we say there, or 2 days ago, do we say there too? What's Einad the Magdav Davar Shabbala Olam about? Is that a formal Kenyan problem? Or is that an Umdana no Gemiras Das problem? That's what we said on the 2 days ago when we mentioned that maybe a person is Karov Eitzel Beno, and therefore it can solve the problem of Lo Bala Olam. That sounds like it's an Umdana issue. And therefore, if it's a son, he's very serious, right? If it's a formal Kenyan problem, should it make a difference who he's giving it to, his son or anybody else? But that's one question that the Mordechai has here. Or another question, what happens if he says, right, so what if he's makne through kinyan sudar, karka, metaltalin, and money, right? Ein matbeya nikne bechalipin. So some of the items that he's trying to transfer here, as we learned in the fourth parak of Bamitziya, is not going to work. But what about the others? V'nechluku chachmei adar bedavar. Yesh omrim didami lekniyat v'chamor. The parak Mishamais. V'yeichi d'lo kani hamos, mitafish ein matbeya nikne bechalipin, gam metaltalin v'karka lo kana. V'yesh omrim kana hakol. So do you say one impacts the other, they both work, or they both don't work? Or do you say the split? Same three shitas that we have in that case, we have in our case. Again, that could all be totally on how do you understand this problem of Kniat v'chamor. Says the Rabbi Elchanan, I'll read you how he formulates the problem. Biplugta da'at v'chamor, tof kuf aleph, says the Kovet Shiurim, l'chore tamach lo gezu, kishemachne l'shnayim, imachne. And this is a general question, he says, relating it. Let's say I give something to two people. So what am I doing when I give something to two people? I'm giving something, here, you both take this. Am I giving both of them, each of them, everything? But Lamaisa, each of them can't have everything, so they have to split it down the middle. Or am I giving them each only half? And therefore, if the other half, the other person can't get, okay, so the first person's not going to get it. When you ever are maknes something to two people, how does it work? L'chora, tamach lo kezu, k'shemakne l'shnayim, imakne l'kol echad chetzi, o k'shemakne l'kol echad kulo. U'memela tzrichin lachlok b'neihem. And memela, there has to be a chiluk. V'im echad eino yachol liknos, nishar memela kulo l'sheni. That's if it all, it should go to one, but l'maisa, we split it. V'havi kemo b'yarshin, just like yarshin. Shekol echad yesh lo dinav kulo, when yarshim get property. They all each have everything, and then you split it. And he continues relating to that. But that might be a regular, general Shutfin question. How exactly does it work if I'm makna it to two different people? So this is an important sugya of kniyat v'chamar. Whenever you have a package deal of kinyanim, in the achronim even, they wonder whether this is compared to atvachamar. Atvachamar is the classic case of half of it for sure doesn't work. Do we say that it's a package deal so the first half doesn't work either? Or do we say no? That you can split it, then there might be chiluki between the case under discussion and kniyat v'chamar. Okay, so let's get back to the Gemara. So the Amoram discussed, if I say kini ke chamar, for sure it doesn't work. A chamar is a la bardas, right? Even the chamar of Bilam is a la bardas. There it's called, it's an aton, not a chamar. But even an aton, we assume, right, there are twice, to be specific, in the Torah where animals talk, and there might be chiluka between them. The nachash in the Bereishis and the Aton in Parshas Balak. So there, here it says, Vayiftach Hashem es pi ha'aton, Parshas Balak. So he opened the mouth. Doesn't say he gave him das. The Nachash has an introduction. The Nachash haya arumi kol chayas asada. So at that time in history, it could be that the Nachash had a level of das. Rather, the Aton doesn't say that there was any type of das given to the Aton. Hashem opened the mouth. Unless you say, mouth reflects intellect. Automatically, when something talks, does it reflect intellect? That's the question, right? The Kuzari, if you know Reb Yehuda Halevi, when he talks about the four levels of being in the Kuzari, we know that he calls it the domain, the inanimate objects, the Tzomchim, the growers, Chai, the animals, and Midaber. Right? We are called Midaber, like the Unkelis and Bracious. Fayil Adam Ruach Mamalola. That's what reflects our uniqueness, talking. But that talking reflects intellect. So do we say also, if Hashem made the animal talk, that reflects intellect? Bashas, you don't have to say that. Fayiftach Hashem is Piyaton. He opened the mouth of the Aton. Just one parenthetical and thought, and then we'll continue with the reason for Hesheshes. Right, the question is asked by some of the Mefarshim, why Hashem had to make a talking donkey? Why didn't he just like have a bas kol go out and say, Bilam, don't curse the Jews? No, it's Dafka, a talking donkey. Right, why did Hashem Dafka do that nace? So based on the Chafetz Chaim in a few places, and based on Chazal, right, what makes us unique as individuals is the fact that we can talk, as we just mentioned from the Kuzari, that it's just we have the Koach HaDibur. If we don't talk, if we don't use our power of speech properly, then we don't have a uniqueness over the next level down. So the donkey is saying, Bilam, you're going to curse the Jews, you're going to use your Koach HaDibur for negative purposes, you're no better than a talking Aton. You're no better than me. That's the message that the donkey was giving to Bilam. By Yitzhak Hashem is Piha Aton, Dafka there, telling Bilam that he's now better than, it's even worse, because the donkey doesn't have any potential for it. But that's why maybe he uses that sign for Bilam. Right? One of the most amazing psukim in all the Torah. Right after the donkey opens his mouth and says, what are you doing? Bilam just answers him. He's not shocked. He doesn't faint, doesn't fall off the atone. He just continues the conversation, right, as if we would wake up in the morning and our car would start talking to us and we'd answer back. Amazing that he just goes with the flow and continues. Okay, let's continue. Amar Rav Sheshes, Mina Amin Allah. So the Gemara asks Rav Sheshes, how does he know his shita? Again, we ask the one that's most difficult. If you have three shitos, so we can understand, you know, the split. And we can even understand how nothing works. But Rav Sheshes is the most mechudah shita, that if you have two people and one of them, right, at v'chamar, so the at gets everything. So Mina Amin Allah, how does he know that? So the Tanya, the following Brisa, Rav Yossi, Omer, Rav Sheshes says it's based on the following shita. Rav Yossi says, Ein l'chamar b'kishus ela pnimi shebo. Somebody's trying to take off shumas and maestras from kishus, from a certain type of vegetable. Some say it's a cucumber, some say it's another type of melon. So there's no bitter part in the kishus except the pnimi shebo. The inner part is bitter. And therefore, what's the issue here? The issue here is I have 1,000 kishus. I'm taking off, 10 or 100, whatever it is, I'm taking off Shubas and Maestras. The halacha is, I have to take off Mimin Almino, from the one on its type, and not only Mimin Almino, Min Hayafe Al Hayafe. I'm not supposed to take off Min Hara Al Hayafe. If I have 10 fruit, I'm going to give the bitter one to the Kohen. Yeah, the rest are very sweet. I'm not supposed to do that. Supposed to take off the matok from the matok for the matok and the bitter, I can take off for the bitter. So Rabbi Yossi says you got to be careful. If you're taking off kishrus, sometimes if you take off some of it, might be some of what you're taking off might be more bitter than what you're taking off for, and therefore he says you have to take off a little extra to make sure that you take off enough sweet part. So it's not a problem of taking off min hamar al hamatok. That's what Rabbi Yossi says. Ein lo chamar bekishas al pnimi shebo. Lefichach, therefore, kishahu toreim, when he takes off, mosif al hachison shebo v'toreim. Take off a little extra chitzon, which is the sweet part of it, and b'toreim. So take off a little extra. So interesting, says the Gemara. What do you mean? You're taking off some bitter and some sweet. And all of that is considered truma. Well, how is that all considered truma? Isn't the mar part of it a problem? So, am I atvachamarhu? Isn't this similar to atvachamar? You're trying to take off truma. Part of it's bad truma, and part of it's good truma. But it's both called truma. So, isn't that a raya to me? Says Rav Sheshes. Let's look at the Rashbam for a second. Kishuhu toreim, kishus echad michamishim. When he takes off 1 out of 50. Kishus, right, that's the middle, the Mishnah Ice and Trumas, 140th, 150th, 160th. Ika Lamechesh, Dilma Ika Mar Bipnimi, Shebazeh, Tfemi Enoch. Maybe there is more bitter in the inside more than the rest. V'ein kan echan mechamisha b'matok. And really, it's not 150th regarding sweet. V'nimsa torimin hamar al hamatok. That's a problem. I'm taking off bitter for sweet. Hilkakshu toreim, mosif alamato kibetza mikisha zacheres. Okay, so you gotta take off a little extra sweet. But how does that work? We'll continue. We'll get back to Farshas Truma soon. So the Gemara answers. Shani Hasam. No, that's not a raya. That's not a raya. In the case of Adva Chamar, the donkey can't be kona, period. Nothing to talk about. But here, Truma, minamar alamatok, minarala yafet, it works with the yafet. Doesn't mean that you're not supposed to, you're not supposed to do it, but it works with the Eved. Shiny Hasam, to Mida Oraisa, Shuma Malyasahi. Right? Mida Oraisa, Min Harala Yaf is fine. It works. So this is not like Chamor, Dom Rabbi Law. Minayin, as Rabbi Law says, right, the, quoted a few places in Shas, we had it earlier already. Minayin, the term in Harala Yafe. Shet Shuma, so Shuma, how do I know that Bidi Eved, if I give the Kohen bad stuff for his Truma, it still works? I'm not supposed to. If I give him inferior crop, shet truma so truma, how do I know that it works? Shene'emar velotisu alav chet baharim chemes chal bomimenu. Do not do an avera when you take off the truma. So, v'yemenu kadosh, yisiz chelama, if it doesn't work and you're going to have to retake from good truma, then you didn't do anything wrong. Did it work? So it must be that it worked. Mikayin latorim and arah layafe shet truma so truma. It must be that the truma, it did work. And therefore, Rav Sheshes, this is not a good comparison, even though you say at v'chamor, everything should go to the at, but here, this is not a raya. Couple of points. First, specifically at v'chamor, I saw a story quoted that one time somebody gave truma. What happens if somebody would give truma from their esrog patch? They have an esrog orchard, and they give a ton of esrogim, a whole group of esrogim they give, and the recipient gets all the esrogim, and they're beautiful esrogim. And what happens? He looks and looks and realizes that none of them are kosher, though. They're beautiful esrogim, they're pre-Eitz Hadar, but none of them are kosher for to use on Sukkos. So is that a problem? They asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky. Rav Chaim Kanievsky said, it's not called Min Harala Yafe. Min Harala Yafe is not determined based on halachic usage for a mitzvah. Right, it's determined based on edibility. It's determined on the beautiful nature of the fruit objectively, separate from Netilas Dalad Minim. So therefore, in that case, that would not be a problem of Min Hara Al-Ha Yafa. Hafarshas Truma, as we know, the Gemara here says, and the Rashbam quoted, that he's giving 150th. We know that on a Daraisa level, there is no shear for Truma. Right, there's Shchita Achas Poteres HaZakri, the Gemara says. One little piece for Meiser by definition. That's Eser, that's 10%. But Shruma, Chazal give amounts, right? Ayin Tofa is 1/40th, Ayin Ra is 1/60th, and 1/50th right in the middle. But as we remember, we mention often, there is an important shita of the Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin and Daf Ches, which the Noda Behuda didn't have. The Noda Behuda says, I'm going to tell you something that's never been said in the history of the Torah world. That's what the Noda Behuda says. That's always very dangerous to say. Well, there was nobody said it in the Noda Behuda's time in the Sfarim that were published then. But we were zochet to the Tosfos Rid after the Noda Behuda, and the Tosfos Rid has it. That's the Gemara, that's Tosfos Rid in Kiddushin Daf Nun Ches on the line of Chita Achas Poteres Ezakri. So the Noda Behuda is in Madur Tinyana Yoradeh Simen Reish Aleph. Yesh li lomar bazeh davar chadash. Lo kadmani bazeh shum mifarish oposek. The Musar Haskel for us has never say that. Never say it's never been said, because there's a good chance it has been said. Even though the Behuda. So what's the, it's a tremendous chiddush. So if it would have been said, we would have heard about it. But I'll read it from the Tosfos Rid. Ra'isi Makshim says there no the Behuda, says the Tosfos Rid. The Gemara says that you could give one grain, one chita for a whole field of chita. That's pretty amazing. Why you let it do that? The Torah says you have to give something to the Kohen. Itain lo. And this is not called giving anything. You need kidei nesina. It has to be a nesina chashuva, like we know from Reish Sages. So he says in Achinami. In Achinami. When the Gemara says, chita achas poteres hazakri, it doesn't mean you're doing the mitzvah of hafrashas truma. It just means that your field is no longer tevel. That's the language of chita achas poteres hazakri. It doesn't say chita achas mikaye mitzvah hafrashas truma. That's a chiddush gadol. I mean, it's beautiful in the words of the Gemara, but it's a tremendous chiddush. Afal pisha mitzvaso b'kach, if to give a kedei nesina. Im eino rotza l'kayim mitzvazu, v'tarim chita achas, mikol akri, niskan, v'yotza midei tivlo, ela shalokie mitzvaz nesina. That's the Noda Behuda, that's the Tosfos Rid. The Noda Behuda says the same thing. There in Madura Tinyana, that there are two elements. There's the mitzvah of Afrasha and the mitzvah of Nesina. And therefore, even though mitzvah Chita Achas Poteres Hazakri, you have not fulfilled the mitzvah of Nesina Shruma. There are some Gemaras that point in one direction or the other direction. We would think maybe, again, we say, the Gemara should say such an important distinction. Maybe the Gemara does. That's what the Tosfos Rid is saying. Chita Achas Poteres Hazakri, that's the Gemara is saying that. There's no mitzvah. This relates to, even though it's not mukhrach, you don't have to say it, this could relate to the machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban, about how many mitzvahs are there counted in Hafrashas Truma. The Rambam says there's one mitzvah. The Rambam counts one mitzvah of Hafrashas Truma. He doesn't count separate mitzvos of the Ramban. The Ramban says two mitzvos, Hafrasha and Nesina. Two separate mitzvos. The Ramban says, what's my raya? First of all, that a Kohen himself has to be Mafresh. If it's all about one thing, about giving it to the Kohen, so just let him keep it. Why would the Kohen have to be Mafresh Truma himself? So it must be two separate ideas. There's a Hafrasha, which applies to the Kohen, and the Nesina, which doesn't. He keeps it. Number two says the Ramban, this is in the Shrashim. Number two says the Ramban, why is it? We know the rule is, in Maseches Menachos, you always make the bracha on the final stage of performing a mitzvah. Right? On Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. On an earlier stage of doing a mitzvah, we don't make a bracha. So when we write a mezuzah, there's no bracha. When we put tzitzis on our beged, there's no bracha. Only when I affix the mezuzah to the door. If I wear tzitzis, there's no bracha on an earlier stage. Building a sukkah, we paskin, is no bracha. Not like the Yerushalmi. So you only make a bracha on the final stage. So, says the Ramban, we make a bracha on Afrashas Truma. When we're all Mafresh Truma, even Bizman Hazeh, we make a bracha. But we don't make a bracha on the Nesina. It must be that Afrasha is done. It must be you're done with the Afrasha. That's why you make the bracha. The only problem, according to Rabban, is why don't we make another bracha on the Nesina? That's a good kasha. Right? There's no new bracha there. So there are answers to that. Maybe after your Mafresh it is coming from Hashem, it's not coming from you. Right? It's Mishulchan Gavoah Kazachu. I designate it. That's what I do. But the rest of it is not me. I have to give it, but it's really, I'm giving for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's no bracha. But either way, that's the Ramban. So that machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban might be connected. Meaning, according to the Rambam, that is one thing, is one mitzvah, so maybe he wouldn't be mechalik between the Hafrasha and the Nesina in terms of the Shiurim. While according to the Ramban, it's easier. Again, it's not muchrach. You don't have to say that. But it does It does fit in. Parenthetically, the Beis HaLevi, we have mentioned in the past, has a beautiful hosafa to this idea of Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa, and then we'll finish, and then we'll continue with the next piece. The Beis HaLevi notes in Parshat Mishpatim, the Gemara in Maseches Nedarim, we know, we also had it in earlier here in Bamitzi, I think, of why did the Churban happen? Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. Four different Gemaras, why the Churban happened, Yumadav Tes, read the big three, versus Sinas Chinam, and there's a Gemara in Bamitzi that they didn't do Lefnim Mishur HaSadin, but the Gemara in Nedarim, Shelo Berchu Batorah Tchila. They didn't make Berchas HaTorah. And all the Mefarshim, the Rabbeinu Yonah there quoted in the Ran, why did they make Berchas HaTorah? What was so hard about making Berchas HaTorah? So Rabbeinu Yonah, quoted in the Ran, says, it wasn't chashiv in their eyes. It wasn't chashiv in their eyes. So what does that mean? They learned Torah, but they didn't make a Berchas HaTorah? What was so hard about that? So explains the Beis HaLevi, there are two parts of Talmud Torah. There's Limud Amanas Lasos, learning Amanas in order to know what to do. You can't keep Shabbos, Kashrus, any mitzvah without learning about it, number one. And number two, Limud Lishma, learning for the sake of learning, learning for the sake of getting close to Hashem. So says the Beis HaLevi, L'may Nafgamina, women, number one, but also, possibly, says the Beis HaLevi, that's the pshat of the Gemara. That they didn't make Berchas HaTorah. They only believed in Limud HaTorah type 1. Limud Amanas Lasos. Therefore, they didn't make Berchas HaTorah, because they only felt that the learning was a preparatory stage, HaHachana, a Hechsher Mitzvah. Because the Iker was the Maisa Mitzvah, it was Limud Amanas Lasos. And they didn't be warn Machshiv, the Torah, as an end in itself. Limud Lishma, and they didn't think that was an end game, and that's why they didn't make Berchas HaTorah, because it wasn't Asiyasa Gemar Mitzvasa. And that tragedy itself also contributed to the Churban that they didn't recognize or treat the Torah in with Chashivus as an end in itself. Okay, let's continue. So, we tried to bring a riot to Rav Sheshes, but Arfa Chamor, together, the whole thing works, and the riot didn't work. We continue now. Amar le Rav Mordechai Rav Ashi, Masav Rav Avia Tiyufta, Rav Avia Tiyufta, Akasha, from the Mishnah in Meseches Kiddushin, Maisa B'chamesh Nashim Ubahen Shtei Achios. Remember the case? Man goes over to five women. Five of the women, two of them are sisters. So a man obviously cannot be married to two sisters. Not like Yaakov Avinu before Maimon Har Sinai. But he goes over to five women. V'liket Echad Kakala Shal Te'inim V'shalahen Aisa. And he gathers a basket of figs, and it really belonged to them. Vishal Shvias Aisa, and it was the year of Shemitah. Each of these details are discussed in Kiddushin. Not for us now, but if you remember that, we discuss each of those. V'amar, and he takes the basket of figs, and he says, Hare Kolchen Mukudeshes Liba Kakala Zos. You're all married to me with this basket of dates, figs. The kibla achas me'anai de kulan. One of them accepted it on behalf of all of them. So the kasha is, who's married? Obviously the two sisters cannot be married, because two sisters cannot be married to the same man. So what's the halacha? Amru chachamim ein achios b'kudashos. The sisters are not married. So what does that mean? Achios hu de'ein mekudashos. The sisters aren't married, hanachrios mekudashos. But the non-sisters are married. But one second, this is like Adva Chamar, because the two sisters are like Chamar, because you can't be married to two sisters. Half the statement is meaningless, and half the statement is meaningful. So isn't this like the case, and what does it say? Via my Adva Chamari, and that, isn't this a raya against? Who is this a raya for? Who is this a raya against? So it's for sure a raya against Rav Hamnuna. It's for sure a kasha on Rav Hamnuna who says Adva Chamar, nothing works. Because according to Rav Hamnuna, nobody should be married. Is it a raya to which other shita? So Pashtus is a raya to both other shitas. Because one shita says the whole thing goes, and one thing says half. Here you can't have more than be married. So Pashtus is a raya to both. The Rashbam, for some reason, said it's a raya only to Rav Sheshes, who says that Kana Hakol. Sounds like it should be a raya to the other sheet of Kana Mechza too. So the Marshal, the Mefarshim and the bottom of the Marshal discuss why the Rashbam says that. Okay, but either way, so it's a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. So Amar Le, Hainu dechazoi Rav Hamnuna bar Avia v'chalma. I saw Rav Hamnuna bar Avia in a dream. I mean, the son of the Bar Plugta. Demosiv Rav Avia Tiyufta. And that there was a kasha. Rav Avia asked the kasha. And the answer given is lav mi, which can be given is lav mi ukimna da amar haruya mi kem labia tiskadishli. He didn't say a phrase of you should all be married. He said the gemara there had the ukimta. Whoever of you can be married to me should be married to me. So he didn't say Ad V'chamor. He didn't include any of the chamor. He didn't include any of the people who would be excluded from the marriage, and therefore, that again is not a comparable case to Ad V'chamor, so therefore there is no kasha on any of the shitas. This is the maskana of this sugya, so the Rashbam quotes the psak, third wide line, the kaimalan kerav nachman, to amar Ad V'chamor kana mechsa. That's what we paskin. And also going back to yesterday's daf, v'amazake le'ubar l'kishetelaid kana kerav nachman. Also the case from yesterday, mazake le'ubar is going to be kona if you say l'kishetelaid. Good. This sugya of the women, this is the sugya, if you remember, from Kiddushin Daf Nun, Kiddushin She'ein Misurin Labia. That is one of the Yal Kagams, as is discussed, Abaya and Rava. If there is a Kiddushin, that not all of them can be Masur Labia, so we say it is not a Kiddushin. That's what the Gemara discusses, there, in Kiddushin. The Tosas Rid, there in Kiddushin again, second Tosas Rid from Kiddushin, that we're doing today. The Tosafot Rid says there, even though it's not an exact parallel to our case, the Gemara there relates this to Achamor, Nun Aleph. I said Nun Aleph, right? Itmar, Kiddushin Shem Mitzur and Labiyah. Abaya Amar, Havi Kiddushin. Rava Amar, Lo Havi Kiddushin. If this Kiddushin is so unclear, it cannot lead to Bia, so is that a Kiddushin or not? Abaya says yes, Rava says no. And they each go through each of their shitos, what's the raya. And we quote that the Mishnah there is on Daf Nun, the previous Daf. Right? A person is marries a woman and her sister, ka'achas, enim kudashos. But one of them would be, ay, kudashos, v'zirun, labiyah, v'chulu, v'chulu. So the Gemara then says towards the end, is this like Ad V'chamor? Ilem adamar kolchem kani Ad V'chamor hu, v'ad v'chamor lo kana, elala adamar lu achas mikem. Right? And that's the maskana of that Gemara. So Ad V'chamor is related to that Gemara until the Ukimta is made, like our Gemara says. But on that line, the Tosfos Rid says, Pirish. It's not exactly like Ad V'chamor. What is Kini Ad V'chamor? I'm trying to be machna something to you, to give it to you in the donkey. There, it's the opposite. He's trying to be kone, not machna. So Tosfos Rid says, okay, it doesn't make a difference. Pirish. Even though by the case he tries to marry three women, there aren't two people who are trying to be kone. In that case, he is one person trying to be kone. Ela shnei niknim hanachrias v'achios. The women are the niknim, the maknim, so to speak, not the konim. Mikol mako minayafinan kemo she'ein ha'adam kone imachamor kach ein davar nikne imi she'eino nikne. It goes in both directions. Right, the Makne and the Kona, says the Tosas Rid, and therefore it's comparable, even though it's on the opposite side of the transaction, in terms of Konim and Makne. We're not going to review it again, but just remember, whenever the Sugya of Kiddushin She'ein Misurin Labiyah comes up, and that Sugya also relates to the principle of Kol She'eino Pezachar Zeh, Afilu Basachas Eino, there's an important Reb Chaim in Hilchas Nedarim, on that principle, which we're not going to get into now, Perek Yud Gimel of Nedarim, just to remember it. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Ahuda Amar Leila Debisu Nechasei Lech Ulabanech. A man says to his wife, my nechasim should be to you and to the kids. Lech Ulabanech. So the question is, we're going to see, what does that mean? Amar of Yosef, how much does she get? Does she get like one of the kids? Does she get half? What does that mean? So, Amar of Yosef, Kansa Mechsa. She gets half. If he says, you and the kids, so you get half, and the kids get half. Kana Mechsa, or the Rashbam says, Kana Palga, on the fourth white line. Right, where do you know that from? Amar of Yosef, you know, Amin Allah, you know that from the Lechem Apanim, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, V'haisa La'aharon Ulavanav. The Lechem Apanim should be to Aaron and to his sons. Mechsa La'aron, U'mechsa La'banav. And we say, half and half. Half go to Aaron, to the Kohen Gadol, and half go to the rest of the Kohanim. That's how we interpret this. So whenever you say two people, two recipients in a phrase, it's split up half and half. Amalei Abaya, one second. Bishlama Hasam Aaron Bar Chalukahu. Find Aaron, he's in the Parsha, meaning he also is able to get some Lechem upon him. So if you specify him, you're obviously trying to give him more than one Chalek. So that's why we interpret that he gets half. Bishlama Hasam Aaron Bar Chalukahu. Lahachi Pirit Barachmana L'Mishka Palka. Isha Labas Yerushahi. Over here, the woman doesn't get any Yerusha. So the fact that he mentions her, just go up one step. Is that an exact parallel? Just say she should get like one of the sons, not more. So therefore, Abaya argues on Rav Yosef in this case. Let's just finish up the whole section and then we'll make some comments. Aini, is this really true that you don't say it's half and half? Vahavi uvda havi ben Arda. V'ag b'shmo palga. There was a similar case in Arda and Shmuel gave half and half. B'tveria v'ag b'Rabbi Yochanan palga. In Tveria. And right, one in Bavel, one in Eretz Yisrael. Bring a rye from each one. In Tveria, Rabbi Yochanan gave half. Visu, so those are two Lamaisa cases. Visu, and also he answered Rabbi Yitzchak by Yosef Amar when he came. He said, "Hahu deme kalila, deshadu debe malka." That there's like a tax that the Beimalka said on the people who dealt with this kalila type of crown, Abule va'is terugi. He put this tax on the wealthy and on the officers. And he said it's on the ibuli and it's on the istaruge. The Yama Rebbe nisku abuli palga v'istaruge palga. And they had to split it half and half. So you see, whenever there's a phrase, two different recipients or payments, you always split it half and half. So Gemara said, at least knock out the last one. Hachi hashta. Really, the wealthy have to pay everything. And the Istaruge had to help them out. The Yadamalka, Davika Messiah. And the king knew that the Istaruge helped out, so that's why he mentioned them, to bump them up. Hashta, Mike de Kakasvi, Abule, the Istaruge, Lamemer, Dani Palga, Vani Palga. Just like in our case. In our case, where you know that the Aaron is supposed to get some. If you mention him, it must mean that he's getting more. And in our case, he has to pay more. They have to pay palka. But the other cases, there's no raya. And we have the stories also that are mentioned from Tveri and Naharda. So the Gemara at this point assumes palga upalga. The Chashuk Yechemin here has one case. The following tragic case. Remember the case. He discusses a couple of years ago when there was the tragedy in Mumbai in Tafshin Samaches and Rahmanul Islan. There were a couple of Jews that were killed and there were a couple of Yisomim, orphans. So one of the more famous Yisomim was Maishi, Maishala. So they said they collected hundreds of thousands of shekel, of dollars to the Pigua, and all the ads said Maishala and the other Yisomim. Collecting for Maishala, and they collected a lot of money. And then the question was, does Maishala get half? Because all the ads said Maishala and the Yisomim. So is that like our kind of case? Aaron Ubanov. Right, halacha l'maisa. Kasu ha'askanim, prospectim. Anu matrimim avur Maishala v'yud dalid Yisome ha'pigua b'Mumbai. La'acha sha'asu nistafku kesa l'chalik es ha'kesef. Ha'im b'chaluka shave being called Yisomim Oshema Magi Elamayshala Chelik Gadol Yoser, because he was the one that was mentioned. So where do you look? You look in our Gemara. So he quotes our Gemara here in Bava Basra. He quotes the Gemara in Avodah Zara. So he says you might say half and half, but he says Lamaisa not. Lamaisa no. Lamaisa is split up equally. They only mentioned Maishala because he was the famous one. He was the one that people knew his story. Not Dafka, because he was more deserving than the other Yisomim that were involved. Ulam yesh lachalik bein hanosim. Ki lekohen gadol shem mitzvah legalo me'achav. And also, by a kohen gadol, it's a mitzvah to be magdil him from his brothers. Yeshi gayon laseis lo mechsa milachem apanim. Ukimochen, there's the other story in Avodah Zarah, Dafyud, Rabbi Akiva. Mashekin Maishala, shunis parsi ma'od b'chala olam biglal sharsheres hanisim shenasu bo. Because of the Nisan, the fact that he survived. Ubiglal Horef shen is parsu ba'olam b'maisa chesed. V'lachein sinu et shmo. Aval ein kol kavanah laseis lo mechsa. Ki ma yaseh b'kesef. V'chi rotzim lasof lo kesef avur kinias kama dirot. Ein bazeh kol igayon v'lachein yesh laseis lo kechol yasom acher. Right, it should be split up equally. And therefore, and also, just to add, here it's just that the Irgun HaChesed wrote this nusach. It wasn't like the no saint said this. In all of our cases, it was the person giving the money or doing the kinyan that made the formulation. But here, it was the Irgun HaChesed made it, but the people who gave the money didn't specifically split it like that. And therefore, they just did that. L'chamei metalav avot. And therefore, you should split it up equally. That's his psak. Lechem apanim in general is a great sugya to go into. We know that the Gemara in Yuma Daf Lamites discusses what about Pachos Mishir of the Lechem Apanim. There was a time that each coin only got a Chatzi Shir. Is that still a mitzvah? That's the sugya of Chatzi Shir b'mitzvos. We know the Gemara in Yuma talks about the Isser of Chatzi Shir. We paskin Chatzi Shir as Aser min HaTorah, like Rabbi Yochanan. But what about a mitzvah? Eating half a kezayis of matzah. Even a half a kezayis of lechem apanim. That's a big sugya, which we don't have time to go into again right now. But let's continue. Masav Reb Zeira, second to last line. Again, regarding our issue of, now we're going to try to ask Akasha and Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, who said, it's always half and half. Abaya argued on him. So, Masav Reb Zeira, Ha'omer, Hari Alay Mincha. We mentioned this sugya yesterday. If somebody says, I hereby promise to bring a carbon mincha, mea isaron, right? 100 isaron of flour. Lahavi bishne kelim, and I say I'm going to bring in a 2 kelim, because I know 60 is the maximum in one kli, because it has to be roi to be able to be balul with oil, even though you don't have to actually be bolelit, but it has to be roi. So maybe, shishim b'kliyachad varbam b'kliyacher. So you can't bring more than 60 in one, so you do 60 and 40. But one second, v'im hevi chamishim b'kli echad v'chamishim b'kli acher yatsa. If you split it up 50-50, it's also good. It says the Gemara, hevi yin lechad chila lo. It sounds like it's only b'di'evan. Lechad chila, it should be 60-40. V'yisak adai d'kol ki agavna palgu palgahu. But according to you, Rav Yosef, that whenever people say two things in a phrase, it should be split up equally, afi lechad chila nami. Even lechad chila, it should be 50-50. Why here do we say it's 60-40? So Gemara says, wait a minute. Now that case of mincha, different. Hasam over there, Anan Sadi, the high gavra meikara la carbon gadol kamachave. This man wants to really bring it in one kli. It's just not possible. He wants to bring one big carbon. Vahai de kamar bishnei kelim de yada de loef shal asuya bikli echad. He knew that that's not the halacha. He knew that 60 is the most. That's why he says 2 kelim. But really, he wants to bring it in one. So kama de ef shal asuya maisinon. So however much he could bring one big carbon. That's the bracha that he wants to give the Beis HaMikdash. So that's what you do. That's why over there is 60-40. But in other cases, Rav Yosef might be right that it is half and half. It says the Gemara, Ve'hilchaz ha-kavasi de Rav Yosef, b'sade udinu mechsa. This is the third Rabosai. We're in the ninth parak of Baba Basra. There have been three shitas of Rav Yosef over this Masechta, and generally we pass on like Rabba over Rav Yosef. But the Gemara here says, in these three cases, we pass on like Rav Yosef. Sada inyin umechsa. Sada we had back in the first parak, if you remember, Daf Yud Beis, where somebody is selling a field, and it's a yarshim, you want, it's a dinat bar mitzvah, right, about a border field, that's sada inyin. We had back in Yesh Nochlin, Kuf Yud Gimel, how long do you have to be chozerbo after a kinyin chalipin? Right, you have toka de dibur, or asukin ba'oso inyin. That's inyin. And mechsa, our case is mechsa. Our case that you're kona mechsa. So those three cases we pass in like Rav Yosef. Good. Period. Hahu deshada piski deshirai lebeise. A person sends a bunch of silk to his house. So who is it for? The sons, the daughters. Amar Rabbi Ami. Haru uyin labanim labanim. And whatever is roi for his sons take. Haru uyin labanos labanos. And whatever is roi to the banos goes to the banos. The Ritva here says we're talking about a case of a bari, not a shchiv meira, a bari. Here is bari hayo lefichach yesh lomar diladora niskaven. That's what you could say. He's just giving it as a matana, and whatever is roi labanos should go to the banos. Aval b'shchiv meira ein daito ela al yarshav achi yifarish. By shchiv meira is going to go to the yarshav, right? It's not going to go to the like a matana. Good. Velo Amarnel de Lesle Kalsa. And this is only split up between the sons and the daughters if he has no daughters in law. Avalisle Kalsa, Lakalse Shadar. But if he has daughters in law, he wants to give it to the daughters in law instead of the married daughters. Instead of the married daughters. The Adrama discusses why is that? Why would he say the daughters in law over the married daughters. So the Yad Ramah says, because it could be that the daughters-in-law is really giving to his son. The son-in-law is who has to take care of the daughters. By the Yav Inish Lakalse Kani Braze Huse Begave, Bemeda Kani, Bemidiyav Le'iu Gufe. That's what the Yad Ramah says. Mishavik Inish Banse Dinasivan Vyav Lakalse Deina Nachrios. Because really, daughters-in-law is really giving to the sons. V'banse lo nesivin, but if the daughters are not married, well, shalek banse, which are the kalse. If they're all single, so then the daughters come before the daughters-in-law. Good. Hoda amar lohu nechasai labanai. If a man says, a person says to them, nechasai, person says, my nechasai should go to my sons, labanai. Havali bro barta. He has a son and a daughter, but he said my sons, plural. So what do we assume he means? He has a son and a daughter. Mikara inshi lebro abanai. Would a person call his one son his sons, and really he means to give everything to his sons, or not? And what would be the difference? What do you mean? If the sons get all of it, they also have to support the daughters. But no, there's a special din. If you read the parentheses, ulasiluki labartim iser kasi. We learned earlier, iser nechasim. 10% of the estate has to go towards the marriage of the daughters. So, but maybe if he gives it as a matana to the sons, he's trying to prevent that. Al dilma or do we say no? Lokari inshi labara abanei. Our person does not call his one son sons. Ula moshcha labarta b'matana kasi. But he's including the daughters. So which is it? So Amar Abaya, Amar Yoraya, Tashma. The pasuk says, Uvenei Don Chushim. Bnei is plural. So you see from that pasuk that people, the Torah, calls the Don, one son, Chushim. Number one, says the Gemara, what do you mean? Amar Le'ei Rava, Dilma Katsana De'echiskiya. That's not a Raya. Maybe it's like Tana De'echiskiya who says Chushim is not literally a name. Shahayim Merubin Kachushim Shalkana. No, it means that they were many like the clusters of a kana, like a reed. Meaning, Chushim wasn't his name. So, Elam Arav, Arav brings a different raya. Uvenei Falu Eliyav. Also, one son called Bnei. Rav Yosef Amar, Uvenei Eitan Azaria. Right, a different pasuk. Asks the Nitziv in the Merome Sada here, why did he feel the need to quote a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim? Bamidbar isn't better. Why did Rav Yosef quote a pasuk from Divrei Hayamim? So the Nitziv says something that other Achronim say also. Divrei Hayamim is a different sefer than the rest of Tanakh. Divrei Hayamim is Lashon Bnei Adam. And that's why it's a better raya than in our case. Hosif lochiach shafilu b'lashon Bnei Adam, dekvarkasu tosas v'mesechas nidarim dafnun hei, de Divrei Hayamim ishtoi b'lashon Bnei Adam. That's why Divrei Hayamim might be better in our case. Fascinating. Again, a topic that we'll have to come back to. If we assume that Chushim is literally a son, so a famous story in Sota about Chushim, he chopped off Esav's head, right? What was the message of Chaim Shmulevitz? Has a ma'amar about why did Chushim see everything that nobody else was able to see? They were waiting for Naphtali to get back from Mitzrayim. Chushim was the one that who was deaf. Chushim was deaf. He didn't know what was going on, so he was able to see the bigger picture. But there's a beautiful thought that Rav Palm quotes from the Chafetz Chaim. Chushim was the only son that Don had, according to the Pashas, according to the first Deya. Uvenei Don Chushim. Everybody else had plenty of sons. And yet, if you look later on in the Torah, Shevet Don was the largest Shevet, one of the largest Shvatim. Huge, he was the Ma'asef. What's the message? Imagine, says the Chafetz Chaim, what were the family get-togethers like in the house of Yaakov? Everybody had all the cousins around, and they looked at Don Nebuch. Don's one son, special needs, he was deaf. This winds up, what's going to be with Shevet Don? What's going to be with Shevet Don? And what happens a generation or two later? One of the largest Shvatim. This means we never know. We never know what's going to be. Binyamin had 10 sons, one of the smallest Shvatim. Don had one son, one of the largest Shvatim. Right? Everything is Siyata Dishmaya. Okay, we continue. Finish up. Somebody says again, the Nechasim should go to my sons. He has a son and a grandson. Karu inchi la barbara bra, oh lo. Does somebody call their grandson a son or lo? Rav Chaviva Amar, karu inchi la barbara bra. Marbara Vashi Amar lo, karu inchi la barbara bra. Right? Machlokas. Whether he calls his grandson a son. Tani Kavasi the Marbara Vashi, and I'll bring a riot to Marbara Vashi that he does not. Hamudur Hana mi abanim, mutur bivne banim. If somebody's mutur Hana from their sons, their grandchildren, their grandsons could still have Yerusha, get Hana from them. The Rashbam here says, obviously, regarding Puravu, there are other contexts. This is talking about Lashon Bnei Adam, specifically in terms of Yerusha. But regarding, let's say, Puravu, obviously they're called Kabanim, as the Gemara says elsewhere. Period. Let's just finish up with the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Hiniach Banim Gedolim Viktanim. Now we're getting back. This is the second Mishnah in the parak. Remember the first Mishnah, Mishameis, Kuflamites. If somebody left over sons and daughters, this is the third Mishnah. First Mishnah was, if somebody leaves over sons and daughters, what's the halacha? Second Mishnah, somebody leaves over sons, daughters, and tumtum. Next Mishnah, somebody leaves over older and younger sons. Hiniach banim gedolim v'ktanim, hishbichu gedolim es anachasim. If before the property was split up, the gedolim are mashkia and invest in the fields and it appreciates, hishpicha lehemsa. So it was great that they did that, but it split up equally. Even the ketanim get some of the appreciation because nothing was specified. Im amru, but if the gedolim say, re'u mashiniach abba, they tell Bezdin or they tell Edim, you see how much is here now? This is what's going to be split. What we're doing now is for us. Harianu osim va'ochlim, so then hishpicha lehemsa. They specified, so they're going to get the extra appreciation. Also, v'cheino isha, shishpichas ha-nechasim. If the widow appreciated the nechasim before it was split up, shishpichas ha-lamsa, so it's all split up equally. Im amra ru'u ma shehi niach li ba'ali, but if she says, we see what's here now, but the rest is going to be mine, if I appreciate it, hariyani yosev ocheles, shishpichas ha-lamsa, so then she herself gets it. Okay, we'll have to stop here as we continue here, running through Mi Shemes.